We begin the current daf in Sechtes Nazir daf Yodalad. We begin four lines down for the time of the Yomid, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf. And that is our Mishnah on daf Yod Gimel and Beis introduce a new concept into the halacha of Kabbalas Naziris. Specifically, when you're accepting two different Naziris, that one Naziris will have to interrupt the procession of the first Naziris. And that is, for example, if let's say someone said, I want to be a Nazir, which is a regular 30-day generic Naziris of 30 days. And he said, I want to be a Nazir when I have a son. So if he starts counting his own, even though a son is born to him, since the first one that he accepted was the regular generic one, so he first concludes that one, and then he starts counting the one for his son. However, the Sefer says, if let's say he said the other way around, the order was, he said, I want to accept the Naziris when my son is born, and the Nazir, and I want to be a Nazir 30 days. Now, if he starts counting his own Naziris first, meaning because his child wasn't born yet, he's like, maybe I can get it done before the child's born, but in the middle of counting his Naziris, a child is born to him, the Mishnah says he has to stop counting his own Naziris, because the one that he accepted first is taking effect now because his child is born. He counts the one of his son, meaning for himself because of his son's being born, and then he concludes the one that he had started of his own. So let's say 20 days in, his son was born. So then he has to stop, do the 30 days of Naziris because of his son, and then do the last 10 days of his own Naziris. That's the halacha of the Mishnah. Now, related to that halacha, Rava had asked the following question. He said, if let's say someone says, in 20 days from now, I want to be a Nazir. Now, moreover, besides that Naziris that I want to be in 20 days, I also want to be a 100-day Naziris, which is not time-dependent, which could even start now. So Rava's question was, what do we say? We obviously understand that 20 days from now, and especially that's the first thing that he said, is that the 30-day Naziris is going to take effect in 20 days from now. But the 100-day one, do we start it now because it could take effect now, and that we stop for 30 days, take a break with the other Naziris, and then conclude the remaining 80 of the 100? Or do we say that no, since you can't finish all 100 before the next one, the first one of the 30-day one, is going to take effect in 20 days, so for the next 20 days, there's no Naziris, you can drink wine, you can be Mitamal Mason, whatever you got to do. Then in 20 days from now is when the 30-day one takes effect. And then after that, you cut your hair, you bring your kabbans, and then you start the 100-day one. That was Rava's question. And that's why our Gemara continues. And the Gemara says as follows. And it's saying, these v'imtim tzolaymas, which means, saying, if you say this, then what would be the halacha? So the Gemara says, v'imtim tzolaymas chayli, and if you're going to say that actually the 100-day Naziris will take effect right now. Now, that maybe is going to be the halacha over there, is because even though the 100-day one is going to start from now, but the reason why maybe we would say it would start right now is because when you're done, your Naziris of the 30-day one, which is from 20 days from now, again, you start the 100-day one, the Gemara, that was Rava's question. Now the Gemara is saying, even if you're going to say that yes, you know, even though you're going to have to interrupt in the middle of the 100-day one, you would start the 100-day one now. You're starting over Naziris, and you'll stop in 20 days, do a 30-day one, and then finish it up. Now, the reason why is because after you finish your Naziris of 100, you're going to cut your hair, and you're going to bring the Karbanis, as the Rosh had explained in his first interpretation in the Halacha of the Mishnah, both the 100-one and the Naziris of the post-21. So it makes sense that since you could fulfill your Karbanis, you would be mafsik, you would interrupt in the middle. That was part of the equation. Would someone not want to start the 100-one because you're starting 20 days, you have to stop 30 days and then go back? That was part of the question. And that the Gemara is saying, even if you're going to say that, yes, a person would be willing to start 100-one in 20 days from now, stop the 30-day one, and then finish up the remaining 80. Because you could then conclude both karbanas at the end of the 100, you're then going to bring the karbanas for both of those two Naziris. Now, but what would you say in the following case? Even if you're going to say in that case that the 100 would start right away, but let's say someone says, I want to be a Nazir after 20 days. Fine, that part's the same thing. But he's not taking now, in this case, 100-day Naziris. He's taking what's called an eternal Naziris. What would the halacha be over there? Would it then take effect or not? In other words, if you're going to say that the Naziris Olam takes effect right away, then you're never going to be cutting your hair, because a Nazir Olam never cuts his hair. So therefore, maybe over here, we would say that it's not going to take effect, Because, again, if it took effect, then you're never going to be able to cut your hair. In the first case of the 100-day one, you're going to be able to fulfill the obligations of both Nazirisin, which means at the end, you'll cut your hair for both of them, and you'll bring the karbanas. But here, maybe you're not taking upon yourself this 30-day Naziris, because if you're starting the Nazir Olam right now, then you're never going to be able to have the 30-day Naziris in 20 days from now. So maybe in that case, you wouldn't start the Nazir Olam. Maybe it's understandable that, no, 20 days, you have no Kabbalas. Then you'll do, in 20 days from now, you'll do the 30-day one. And then after, then you'll start the Nazir Olam, because if you would start the Nazir Olam now, you really essentially wouldn't be able to fulfill any of your obligations of the 30-day Naziris. Because what does that mean? It's not a separate 30-day Naziris. Because Nazir Olam, once he starts, he's never stopping. You're never going to be able to bring Kabbalas. You're never going to be able to start cutting your hair. Nazir Olam is eternally a Nazir. So maybe you're right. Maybe in such a case that you're not going to start the Nazir Olam right away. In contrast to even if you said by the 100-day Naziris that you would start it right away. Now, that the Gemara continues and says, and im timtza lemahach, and if you're going to say over here, in this case of Nazir Olam, that maybe kiven de efshar le'itshu lechayla. So the Gemara is saying now, and maybe you would say that, no, maybe by Nazir Olam, it could take effect right away. How so? Because the person would not stop and have a problem with starting his Nazir Olam right away. Why? Why did we say just before that maybe it's different than a Nazir of 100 days by the case of Nazir Olam? Because then you're essentially nullifying your Naziris that's supposed to start in 20 days from now, because you're never going to be able to conclude that Naziris, because once Nazir Olam starts, it never stops. And that the Gemara is saying, maybe not. Because there is a halacha called being shoyel, to go to a chacham and undo the neder or Naziris that you took. So you could be shoyel on the post-20-day Naziris that's supposed to take effect. And therefore we say that maybe right now the Naziris Olam would take effect right away. And regarding the Naziris that's supposed to take effect in 20 days from now, you potentially could go to a chacham to be matrit. So it's as if that it is going to be kaim. In other words, we thought that we would say that it's obvious by Nazir Olam from the fact that you first took a Naziris of post 20 days and then you said you want to be Nazir Olam. Obviously, Naziris Olam is not to start right now. Because if it was starting right now, well, then you're totally negating the Naziris in 20 days from now. And then we say, no, not true. Maybe that when you then after say you want to be a Nazir in 20 days from now, you said Nazir Olam, maybe you want it to start right now, but then you're totally negating it, and it's contradicting. So that's not a problem, because you could be shoyl on that post-20-day Naziris. And therefore, that won't get in the way of starting Nazir Olam right now, because you're right, you won't end up having that post-20-day Naziris. So therefore, that's what the Gemara says. And now, if you're going to say that even Nazir Olam, maybe it would start right away, just like we said that maybe the 100-day Naziris would start right away, but continuing on this Imtim Tzalimra, we continue to branch out. But what would be the case in the Amahareini Nazir Shimshon La'achar Esrom Yom? If someone says, I want to be what's called a Nazir Shimshon after 20 days, which has differences in halacha than a Nazir Olam, but specifically, as we'll see in a different point, so he wants to be a Nazir Shimshon in 20 days from now. Ume'achshim Nazir Stam, and he says, but from now, I want to be a regular generic Nazir. So the question is, ma would the halacha be over here? In other words, do we say that he would start counting right now his regular Naziris, and after 20 days, he would stop his Naziris and start counting his Naziris Shimshon, and once you start your Naziris Shimshon, you can never cut your hair. That's the stringency of Naziris Shimshon versus Nazir Olam. He can never lighten the load of his hair. That's one option. Or do you say that no, since you can never be mashlim your Naziris of your Nazir Stam that you want to start right now, and moreover, and this is the point that's different than the case before of the Nazir Olam, here, you can't be shoyl on the nether of Nazir Shimshon. You can't undo that. So the question is, Michaela, so would it take effect? Or would it not take effect? In other words, would it not take effect at all, the Naziris of Lamed Yom that you're saying that should start right now? Because since you're never going to be able to conclude it, so therefore you're obviously not really taking that Naziris. So although you said, maybe that Naziris doesn't start. Because since it's 20 days from now, the Naziris Shimshon is going to take effect, and you can't even be shoyl on that. So essentially, there's no Kabbalah's Naziris Stam that you're taking right now. So that's that question, again, which is really one long question, starting from the first one of the previous daf, which is if you say that I want to be a Nazir in 20 days from now, and also a 100-day Naziris, which could start right now, and then we said, even if the 100-day one, we say, would start right now, What would be if he wants to say that I would be a Nazir Olam, which could take effect right now? And even if that would take effect, what would you say in a different type of case where in 20 days from now he wants to be a Nazir Shimshin and he's saying I want to be a Nazir Stam right now? Continue on to another question, the Gemara says, Amar Kameisha B'Shiva Ba'Adar Mai. If the person says, I want to be like Moshe Rabbeinu on the 7th of Adar, what's the halacha? In other words, do we say that that's a Kabbalah's Naziris? Because the assumption is that the day that Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, which is the 7th of Adar, is a day that probably there's a lot of people that took a Naziris because of the pain of the loss of Moshe Rabbeinu. Or do we say that no, it's not a Kabbalah's Naziris, to the contrary. Because on the 7th of Adar, Moshe Rabbeinu was also born. And therefore, it's actually a day of Mishta B'Simcha, of rejoicing and of festivities. So what's the halacha? When someone says, I want to be like the 7th of Adar of Moshe Rabbeinu, what does that mean? So the Gemara says, after all these questions, Pashid me now kadmaisa. But one thing is, from all the questions, we could at least resolve the first question that started this all, which we quote on the previous daf, that Rav had asked. Because there's a brisa that says clearly the answer to that question. The brisa says, Hareini Nazir La'achar Esem Yom, which is the case that Rav had asked about. Someone says, I want to be a Nazir in 20 days from now. And from now, which again the Rashi explained, you don't really say the word and from now, it just means that it could be even from now. It's not contingent on a certain day. That from now, I want to be also, besides that Naziris of 30, which is going to be in 20 days from now, I want to be a 100-day Naziris. So the Rashi says, clearly, Moina Esrim, you start the 100-day one now, you first count 20 days, then Va'achar, then afterwards, you stop that Naziris, and Moina Shleshim, you count the 30-day one which you accepted first, and then you count the remaining 80 kedei lahashlim naziris rishonim to go ahead and complete and conclude the first naziris that you had started. So obviously from the Brisa you see that you do start the 101 right away, even though you can't get it in before the first one of naziris 30, which is going to take effect in 20 days, could end. It doesn't make a difference. You don't mind the havsaka. You start it right away and you stop and then you resume. Now the Gemara continues on a related discussion regarding this concept about having a hafsaka interrupting a naziris in the middle about what are the ramifications. As the Gemara explains, nitma b'mei b'noy. And this is a clarification of the halacha of our Mishnah. On the Sefer of the Mishnah, which spoke about where if he was first mekabel, he said, Harini nazir k'lekshiyot valad li ben. He says, I'm going to be a nazir when I give birth to a son. And moreover, v'nazir, I'm going to be a nazir myself. Now, because his son wasn't born yet, although that was the first thing he accepted, he started counting his own Naziris. Then in the middle of his Naziris, his son is born. So the Mishnah said, he has to stop counting his Naziris, and he has to go ahead and count the Naziris of his son. Now, regarding this case of the Mishnah, the Gemara explains what would happen if he became Tamei in middle of the counting of his son's Naziris. So if you picture it, you see the chronology of this in a linear fashion. You see the person starting his own Naziris, then stopping for his son's Naziris, and then concluding his own Naziris afterwards. So if in middle of the son's Naziris, which is in the middle of his two halves, he became Tamei. Now, when someone becomes Tamei, so that undoes all the days of Naziris that you counted up until now, you have to cut your hair, bring karbanos, and start over again. So now there's a machlekes in the Gemara regarding what's the halacha of his own Naziris. Because obviously his son's Naziris, meaning the Naziris that he took because of the birth of his son, that's going to be Seisav. What's with his own Naziris that he started, which he stopped for his son? So Rabbi Yechanan Omar Seisav. Rabbi Yechanan says that this will also demolish and undo his own Naziris. Now the reason being is because since he stopped in the middle of his Naziris and he started counting the Naziris of his son, so we view it as one long contiguous Naziris. And therefore we pronounce regarding both of those Naziris, the halacha of Ayam HaRishayim Yiplu, that the first days that you started counting, will fall to the wayside. Now, however, the Rush does point out that regarding the Reisha, Rabbi Yechon would agree that it would not be Seisr HaKoil. It wouldn't undo everything if, let's say, we said that if he accepted his own first and then his son's, and his son is born, so he first finishes his own and then he does his son's, if he becomes Tamei in his son's, obviously, since he finished his own, it's not going to undo his. So too, regarding the Sefer, Rabbi Yechon would agree that if he becomes Tamei when he's concluding his own half, meaning he stopped in the middle for his son, then he concludes his own, obviously if he becomes Tamei then, it's only going to undo his days, but not his son's days. But it's specifically here where he has to stop in middle for his son's, so and his two halves are bookends for that. If he becomes Tamei in the middle of his son's, it undoes not only the son's, but also the Naziris that he took generic for himself. Whereas Rish Lakish says, no, it obviously undoes the son's, but that was during the son's Naziris, meaning there's a Naziris he took for his son, but his own is not Saiser, as the Gemara explains. Riechna Amr Saiser, he says that it undoes even his own Naziris, because Chad Naziris Arichta, he reviewed as one long Naziris. As we said, actually, you only cut your hair, according to the Rush, at the end of the conclusion, and then you bring both Kabbanis, so reviewed as one long Naziris. Now, therefore, if it becomes Tamei in the middle of his sons, it undoes his. Shlakish says it's not going to demolish it, because Naziris didei luchod v'dabrei luchod. His is a separate Naziris, and his son's his own Naziris. Now, although, yes, we stop his in the middle, and then he could just finish it off, but it wasn't during his days, and therefore it's not Saiser his own, according to Shlakish. Now, we continue on Tamei Beis, where the Gemara continues on the similar machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. The case over here is nitma b'mei tzaratoi. If the person became tummy, this nazir became tummy during his tzaras, which the case is, for example, if someone says, I am a nazir for 100 days. Now he started counting his 100 days, and in the middle of his counting, he became a mitzaira, he got tzaras. Now the Gemara tells us later on that what's called yimei chilute, the days of his tzaras, they don't count towards your days of Naziris, but they also don't demolish. They also don't undo. They're just neutral. Now, so when the person becomes tar from his tzaras, the process, the procedure is that he shaves off his hair, he brings the karbanis that a mitzvah has to bring, and then he then concludes the days of Naziris that he interrupted in the middle, meaning wherever he was holding, let's say it was by day 35, so he had to stop for his tzaras procedure. When he finishes that whole thing, then he goes back to day 36 and moves on to 100. So what's the halacha if during that day of tzaras, again, which is some type of oasis, it's neither helping nor ruining his counting from his naziris, what happens if he becomes tummy then? So b'yechan amasaisa, he says, it does demolish his counting of the days of naziris when he becomes tummy during the tzaras. Shlokash amasaisa says it doesn't, as the Gemara explains. B'yechan amasaisa, he says it undoes because since he became tummy before he concluded his days of naziris, dab naziris kai. He's in the middle of a Naziris. It's one long Naziris. We view as bookends and whatever's in between as one long thing. So although the counting of the Tzaras didn't count for or against his counting, but he's becoming Tamei in the middle of his counting, and therefore when you become Tamei, by Yom Rishayim Yiplu. But Shlakish says, no, it doesn't demolish it, because Tzaras l'chod v'Naziris l'chod. It wasn't during the days of his counting. Tzaras is something separate, and Naziris is something separate. And therefore, since the Tumah did not happen during his days of his counting of his Naziris, it's not going to be Saiser, it's not going to undo all his counting that he did up until now. So the Gemara says, Ritzricha. It was necessary to say the Machlekes of Yechon Shlokesh in both of these cases, because similarly they're the same concept. So the Gemara explains why. The Itmar Bahach Kamaisa, if he only had said the Machlekes of Yechon Shlokesh regarding the first case that we described, Bahi Amr Yechon Saiser, it's only regarding like the halacha of our Mishnah, where you have the son's Naziris interrupting his own Naziris in the middle. There, Birnin says that it undoes even his, because Shem Naziris Achasi, they're both called Naziris. So we can view it as one contiguous period, which is a combination of these two Naziris that he's taking for himself. Av Bahal, Rish Lakish. But regarding this last case that we described, of Nitma B'Mitzirate, maybe that he would agree to Rish Lakish, that it would not be Saiser, because the Naz Luchad V'Tzaras Luchad, they're two separate entities. How could you say that it's Tumah during the days of Tzaras, which are not during the counting of any Naziris, should undo his Naziris? So therefore we have to say that even there he argues and he says no, because it's in between the period of his countings, and therefore it will be Saiser. Now, V'yitmar Baha, and had we only said the Machlokes regarding this case of Tzaras, we would say Baha kam Rish Lakish. Only over there does Rish Lakish say that, okay, they're two different things, Tzaras and Naziris. That's why it's not Saiser. Al-Bahach, Eme Moidle, Rebbe, but regarding the first case, regarding the case of our Mishnah, where they're both Shem Naziris Chada, that maybe Rish Lakish would agree to Rabbi Yechanan, that it would be Saiser, even his own. Tzricha, that's where I have to say the Machlik is by both, to tell you that Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish argue in both of these halachas. Now, related discussion, the Gemara says, regarding when you become Tamei at a unique time, which is not the generic becoming Tamei, that there's the halacha, you become Tamei during your Naziris, you undo everything. But we said, like, if you become tummy during your tzaras or during the son's, the intervening naziris you had for your son, that's where we had machlekesin. So the Gemara says the following case: nitma b'yim gidol sar. If the person becomes tummy during the day of the growth of the hair, what does that mean? For example, if let's say a regular nazir that became a mitzayra, now on the day that he becomes tar from his tzaras, he has to shave off his hair and bring karbanos, which is just halacha related to tzaras. Now, the thing is, this nazir that had to stop for his tzaras, which again, the actual counting of the mitzvah of the tzaras doesn't undo any of the counting of the nazir, but thing is, after he shaves his hair because of his tzaras, he has to count a 30 days minimum because of the growth of the hair. Because besides the days that he counted before he became mitzvah, the halacha is that taglachas, the hair shaving of a nazir, has to have at least a 30 days growth on it. Or, for example, let's say the case would be if, let's say, bandits just come and forcibly shave off all his hair. So, after he had already counted some of the days of his 30 days in the Naziris. So, from that day on, by default, because of the halacha of taglachas, he's going to have to count 30 days, what's called for gidol sar, just to have a 30 days growth of hair. Now, regarding such a case as what the Gemara is describing, if he became tameh after he really concluded his 30 days of Naziris, but it was before he has a 30 days growth of hair, so he has to wait, but he already finished his Naziris, that's where we have a machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Rav Amar Eina Seisa, Rav says, the tumah that you're getting during this Gidl Sar period, which is just a halacha relative to the hair cutting, but not to the Naziris, is not Seisa. And he explains, says, a fiddler, even Rabbi Yechon that we just recorded previously, that says that when you become tummy during these interim periods, that you will demolish not only that thing, like let's say the Naziris of your son, is even going to be Seisa, his own Naziris. That's only if the person at least is still in the middle of his Naziris. He didn't finish the bookends, the other half of his own Naziris. So therefore, anything even in an interim, where it was a tzaras or a sons, it will be saisa. But gidl sar, mishlam nazirisu, but the growth, the hair growth, is just concluding the Naziris. I mean, he already finished his Naziris. He's done. He finished his half. He just has to wait due to a technicality in the halacha of tiglachas. There, Rav says, Rabbi Yechon would agree that it's not Seisr. Whereas a Shmuel Amar, he goes the other way. He says, Seisr, it is Seisr. And he says, Afil Resh Lakish Dama in Seisr, even Resh Lakish that we recorded previously, who says it's not Seisr. No, it has to be during your counting of Naziris, even if it's in middle of the two, but it's not directly in your counting, let's say by Tzaras or by the sons, it's not Seisr. So and that Shmuel says, Hasam Shtei Naziris. The other reason is because those are two different Naziris. It's his own Naziris and his son's Naziris. Or for example, that's Naziris and that's Tzaras. So that's why when it's during something else, it's not going to be Seisr, his own Naziris. But Hachacha the Nazirusa here, Shmuel says, Rosh Lakish would agree, it's during his one Naziris. Yes, it's a technicality of the law and you have to wait just for Gidl Sar, but it's during his one Naziris. It's not during someone else's Naziris, meaning a different Naziris, or some other area of Halach of Tzaras. It's during a period of his own Naziris, of that same one, and therefore it would be Seisr. Now, however, Amar Rav Chizda says, HaKol Maidim, everyone would agree, meaning Rav and Shmuel, who argue regarding this halacha, of if the Nazir became Tamei during the day of his Gidl Sar, again, where he already finished his 30 days of Naziris, he's just during the period of the hair growing, they both agree, Shem Kidesh Seir, that if the hair is holy, Bidam, now what does that mean? Meaning at the time when the blood of the karbanos is being thrown, which is the zrikas dam, which is what concludes the kapara, tahara process of the nazir, if during that time his sar is kaddish, his hair is holy, meaning what that means to say is, his hair is still there, it wasn't yet shaved off, because as the pasuk actually says, the kiddish roishe b'yamahu, that his hair will be holy that day, because the growth of the hair is called, as if it's sanctified, it's kedusha. So regarding such a case, if during the Zrikas Saddam of his concluding karbanas of the Nazir, his hair was not yet shaved off and then it became Tameh, Ein Lo Takana, Rav Chizda says, everyone would agree that there's no rectification for such a Nazir. Now the assumption of the Gemara at this point is, what that means to say is that he can't anymore shave off his hair or become Tameh to Mesim forever. And the reason being is because since he became Tameh after the throwing of the blood of his karbanas before he had shaved off his hair, so the thing is, you can't shave off your hair without bringing the carbon. Now the problem is that you can't shave off your hair now for the concluding of Naziris because you became tummy before you did that. So therefore, if Chizda says everyone would agree that here, in Leitakana, although before we said that is it Seisr, is it not Seisr, here everyone would agree there's no rectification for this Nazir. He's stuck. So the Gemara wonders, Aliba Deman, according to which Tanoik opinion is Rav Chizda saying this in? As the Gemara explains, if you're going like Rabbi Eliezer, Kivan de Omar Taglachas Ma'akeves, since he says that the hair cutting is necessary for the conclusion of the Nazir's procedures of Tahara, in other words, that even when he brings his karbanas, he's still forbidden to drink wine or to become metamela mason until he does the hair cutting. So therefore the Gemara says, and that's difficult. Ultimately what that means to say is that he's during the period of his conclusion of Nazir's when he's still counting. Now the Rush says, it doesn't really mean toich malais, because he actually did conclude. It just means it's like a Nazir, that according to everybody, if you become tummy before you're bringing of your karbanis, that you're still within the framework of your counting of Nazir's, and therefore Valistar. So therefore, contrary to Eliezer, that should be Seisr 7 days. And then, after those 7 days, then you would bring new karbanis and a new hair cutting, and then you would be able to conclude your Nazir's. So why are we saying that you're stuck, as if because you already brought your karbanis? So you can't bring another karban, because that would be Chul Nazar. You already brought your karbanis. Now the thing is, but you still have to cut your hair. But you can't cut your hair without the karbanis, so you're stuck. And that thing was one thing, according to whose opinion are you stuck? According to Eliezer, you're not stuck. Actually, it's like someone who yet didn't even finish up his Nazir's and became tummy. Became tummy, fine, even though you broke karbanis, they're not valid because you still didn't finish. So you do the 7 days of Tahara, and then you bring karbanis and you cut your hair and you're done. Ela lib drabban. So what would you say? It's going like drabban. But that's also difficult. Ha'amri teglachas lo ma'akevis. They hold, not like Rabbi Eliezer, that the hair cutting does not withhold the validity of the concluding procedures of the Nazir. And therefore, once you bring your karbanis, which this person did, he's permitted to drink wine, to mimtam ala mason, even if he doesn't cut his hair. So what would you say that this person has no takana? You don't need to cut the hair. Yes, you did the karbanis, you became tummy, you didn't cut your hair, but you're not stuck, you don't have to cut your hair. So that the Gemara says, la'olam alibad rabbanah. Rav Chizkiya says, going according to the opinion of the rabbanah. U'ma'en le'takana, what did he mean to say that Rav and Shmuel would both agree that hair does nothing to do? It means in le'takana le'mitzvah giluach. It means to say there's nothing to do about the mitzvah of the hair cutting. Because since you brought your karbanis already, so the Naziris was already concluded without the hair cutting. Now, even if you're going to cut your hair, the primary mitzvah of giluach of the pasuk is only talking about a nazir, that's tahar. Now, but of course, it's not going to be seiser, the whole Naziris, to say that that you can, because you didn't warrant mekayim the mitzvah of giluach but tahara. In other words, here Rav and Shmuel are going to agree, although they had a machlekes regarding is it going to be seiser regarding the hair cutting, or it's not going to be seiser. What Rav Chizkiya was saying that here everyone agrees that it's not going to be seiser your whole counting of Naziris. Because they're going like the Rabbanan. Rabbanan hold, once you bring your karbanas, you're done. So therefore, although like in the case of Nitma B'yem Giluach Sar, that Gidl Sar, that you already had concluded your Naziris there too, but still we had the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, here there's not going to be any Machlekes. You already finished your whole Naziris, you brought your karbanas. Now, what does it mean? In Litakana, I mean to say that now you can't fulfill anymore the mitzvah of Giluach, because it could only be during the time when you bring your karban. And the thing is, your karban was already brought. But now you became tummy. And you can't bring it when you're tummy, because the mitzvah of Tiglach is only when you're tahar. So now, if you're going to wait till you are tahar, but the karban was already brought a week before, so therefore that's all he's saying, that there's no, you can't do mitzvah Giluach. But again, it's Rav and Shmuel agreeing that it's not going to be Seiser, the counting of the Naziris, because of the tumah that he had, because it's already post the karban, and we're going like the opinion of the Rabban. Related, the Gemara says, "Amar b'risa b'chanina, Nazir shekalu lo yamav." Regarding a Nazir that already concluded his days of Naziris, but he didn't yet bring his karbanas. Now, on that, he says, "Loika ala tumah." Such a person, if he becomes tamei, he gets lashes. Now, in spite of the fact that it's not going to be, this tumah is not going to be seiser his counting of Naziris, even rabbinically, because that only happens on day 31. But on day 32 and 33 and so on, everyone agrees, even though you didn't bring your karbanis, it's not going to be seiser your Naziris. You're not going to have to, you don't have to count over anything, but you get malchus. But, ve'enu loika al teglachas, if let's say now on day 37, you're negligent, you didn't bring your karbanis yet. So if you go ahead and let's say shave off your hair, which a nazir is forbidden to do, which you still are a nazir on some level because you didn't bring your karbanis. So again, although all these things are not going to be demolishing the naziris, but if you cut your hair, you're not going to get lashes. And neither if you drink wine, which you're still forbidden to, you're not going to get lashes. So the Gemara wonders, Maishno Toma Delaki, why is it that if the person on day, let's say 37, he already finished the naziris, he just didn't bring his karbanis, You say that he's going to get lashes, because the pasuk says of a midbar, the prohibition for a nazir to become tamei lemeisim, says kol yemei hazir l'Hashem, all the days that he's a nazir to Hashem. The pasuk concludes, anashes meis lo yavi, he's now become tamei to a mess. Now the word kol is l'rabis, comes to include what's all the days. Yamim shalachem leis, to say that even the days of when after you concluded your naziris, the Torah is telling you that v'timei reish nizrei, meaning to say that the yemei, the days of his naziris, are contingent on the hair on his head. In other words, that even if he already finished his days of naziris, but and he's not even a nazir right now, only in regards to his head, which means to say because he didn't yet bring the karbanis and cut off his hair, he's still warned regarding the tumah, kiyam shalif neimaleis, like the days before he concluded his naziris. If that's the source, but ihach, if that's the case, atiklachas namalachayim, then even for hair cutting, which is forbidden for a nazir, you should also be liable for lashes. Because the Amar Rachmana, the pasuk says over there also, the word kol, it says, kol yimei neder nizir, all the days of his vow of naziris, tar lo yav al reishoy, he's not going to put a blade on his head to cut his hair. So you see, tiklachas also says kol, which is lasas yam shalachem leis, ki yam shalif neim leis, to say that all the days, meaning even after you finished your naziris, but you just didn't conclude with your karbonis and the hair cutting, that the days after are like the days before, that it's also prohibited. Besu, moreover, you also have regarding the other ear of halacha of wine. It says, kol yimei nizri, all the days of his naziris, mikol asher yasa megefen hayayin, anything that's made from the grape and wine, that is, you're forbidden. Which again, the word kol is lasas yam shalachem leis, ki yam shalifnei meleis, to make the days after you finished already your period to like the days before. So therefore, why are you picking out and saying only for tumah lemeisim? That yes, of course, regards to the discussion we had before, it's not going to be seisa once you're done. But you're going to get lashes. Then why is takalachas and yain any different? Why don't you get lashes there also? It also has the word kol. So the Gemara continues on top of Tezvav Manav and says, no, shalni hacha, here by tumah it's different. The reason why there you get malchus is because the Amar Chaman of the Torah says, v'timei roish nizre, if he's going to make he's going to become tamei when his head is a nazir. Now the understanding of this pasuk is, and this is in the context of the halachas of becoming tamei, mi shenizrei talu loy bereishei. We're talking about somebody that his naziris is only contingent on his head. Meaning, it sounds like what the pasuk is trying to tell you, that the halacha of tuma is even in someone that he only thing that's making him a nazir is the fact that he didn't yet shave off his hair. In other words, even though he already finished already his whole counting of naziris, but as long as he still has reish nizra, he didn't do his karbanas and his taklachas, he's going to get, he's prohibited from the halach of tum, and that's why he's going to get lashes, in contradistinction to the cases of wine and for the halach of taklachas, where it doesn't say that if a person will violate those things after day 31, he's not going to get malchus. That's the halacha of Rabbi Yisrael ben Chanina. Now, on that, the Gemara says meisper, but seems to be a refutation of the following brayse. So the brayse says clearly, nazir shekol leyamav, a nazir that already finished the counting of his days, but he just didn't bring his carbon and do the hair shaving. Asur legaleich, he's forbidden to cut his hair. Velishes yain, and to drink wine. Ulatam lemesim, and to come tam lemesim. Now, moreover, ve'imgilach, if he cuts his hair, bishas yain, drinks wine, ve'nitm lemesim, comes tam lemesim. Harezis seifigis arbaim, he gets the lashes of 40 minus 1, which is the lamatas malchus that he gets. I think Mar says, you have to see, clearly it's a refutation of this halacha of Yisrael Chanina, because it says that even when he finished, not only is it for tam lemesim, but also for giluach and for drinking wine, which very likely is based on, as the Gemara had asked, says kol by all of them, and therefore even acham alois, even after you finish counting, but before you bring your karbanis and cut your hair, you're prohibited to do all these things, and if you do, you're going to get malchus by all of them.